Thank you for the very nice flowers, by the way. It's absolutely beautiful. You may have missed a very important announcement that was made in the past week that affects the whole Catholic Church. Pope Francis has announced and declared a holy year of mercy, which will begin on December 8th, 2015. Normally, holy years are only held every 25 years, but he has asked for a special one, a special holy door that is bricked up and plastered over in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, will be ceremonially opened and actually smashes it with a hammer. And this symbolizes a great new outpouring of spiritual graces and blessings on the Church to each and every one of us. The Pope said that this holy year will be in honor of mercy. Saints are signs and channels of God's mercy. That mercy which begins in heaven, flows down on earth through the heart of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, flows into people, especially through baptism and Holy Communion, and flows out of people onto the whole human race through acts of mercy and charity. Today, we celebrate Saint Joseph Vaz, a new saint canonized in January when Pope Francis visited Sri Lanka. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, Joseph Vaz was of Indian nationality. He was born in Goa. Goa is an extremely significant place for the Catholic Church. It is where St. Francis Xavier is buried. It is the city with the highest concentration of Catholics in India, almost one quarter of the population. Joseph Vaz became a priest of the Oratory of St. Philip Neri. In fact, he brought that order to India and founded a branch of it there. St. Philip Neri was a friend of St. Francis Xavier and St. Ignatius Loyola. This Oratorian order is based on the charism of St. Philip Neri, which is to proclaim the gospel with joy. This is even in the 16th century. It's like a 500-year precursor of Evangelii Gaudium of Pope Francis. Keep an eye on the Oratorian order. It is the only order in the Church that has more than doubled its numbers since Vatican II. Saints are channels of mercy. How was St. Joseph Vaz a channel of mercy? First, he brought mercy for the people of Sri Lanka. Father Joseph Vaz went to Ceylon, as it was then called, disguised as a beggar, because it was impossible for him to enter as a Catholic priest. This was because of the religious persecution enforced by not Hindus, not Buddhists, but Dutch Calvinists, who were the colonizers of Ceylon at the time. By the way, the Dutch Calvinists also were famous for intercepting a shipload of Jesuit priests and seminarians on their way to India and making them all walk the plank at sword point and being fed to the sharks. But that is not the case today. The Dutch Calvinist Reformed Church recently sold their cathedral in Orange County, called the Crystal Cathedral, to the Catholic Church at very favorable terms, by the way. So it has come full circle. It's amazing. No more pirates. Okay. Father Joseph Vaz, disguised as a beggar, when he went to Sri Lanka, celebrated Mass secretly, but he was most known for his works of charity when he nursed victims in a smallpox epidemic. Because of his dedication to the sick of whatever religion or nationality, he attracted the attention of the king of Sri Lanka, who was Buddhist, and the Buddhist king granted him protection from the Dutch colonizers. I am very grateful for the presence of members of the Buddhist faith here today in our cathedral. Thank you for joining in our celebration. I thank you and your predecessors for protecting our priest and our saint. May we have the same courage today to protect your temples and shrines from destruction in Afghanistan and in other places of the world where religious persecution is still very strong. The sanctity of saints is confirmed by miracles. Miracles are incredible acts of mercy shown by God through prayer and intercession to saints. Saint Joseph Vaz actually is responsible for two miracles. The first took place during his lifetime. When he was in Sri Lanka and working, there was a severe drought. He prayed for rain, and it rained. We could use his intercession today in California, especially if you're a farmer. The second miracle is in our days, in 1938, and this was the miracle that qualified him for beatification and then canonization. In 1938, in India, there was a woman, a mother. She desperately wanted another child. She had several miscarriages. Many of her babies were born prematurely, but died within a few weeks. She was Catholic. She conceived what she hoped would be a successful child, bringing it to life. But in the pregnancy, she had multiple hemorrhages. She was confined to bed. When the doctor came to see her, she was 7 months pregnant, and the bleeding was so severe, the doctor said, "I can't save both you and your child." Her relatives brought a painting, picture of Father Joseph Vaz and placed it on her body, and they stormed heaven to intercede for this woman who so very much wanted to have this child. In spite of the doctor's prediction that either the mother or the child or both would die, a baby was born in her 7th month of pregnancy. It was so small it could fit in the palm of the doctor's hand. It weighed only 2.5 pounds. The mother lived to be 94 years old. The baby boy survived, grew up, and became a Catholic priest. May Saint Joseph Vaz intercede for us today from his place in heaven, for religious tolerance and peace in our world, for respect for life, for rain and respect for the earth, special way for peace in India and Sri Lanka and other places of the world where religious persecution and oppression are still a fact of life. And my friends, let his example not stop with him. How will each of you and me become channels of God's peace and mercy on our earth?